gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he go. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's a white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call, but his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are your Wisconsin Rapids Riverkids. Please welcome Elliot Patterson and Charlotte Patterson, today's Riverkids Flyers. Here's a sunrise of the old Scotland River King. In gold from West Valley City, Utah, number one, Deacon Shaw. And he has for all men from Ontario, number five, Xavier Bochak. His partner at defense held from Kazan, Russia, number two, Shamil Lutfrid. And left wing from Greensburg, Pennsylvania, number eight, Owen Turek. And center from Elgin, Illinois, number 12, David Schweitzer. And the right wing from Balzano is number 16, Franco Dickie. The Riverkids are loud and old Paul Beckman. He's assisted by Garrett Summits. Please welcome tonight's officiating crew, referee Kevin Boyle and linesman Tim Bowen and Roger Toyer. To Mother America, we ask tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to please rise to come and remove your hats for the singing of our national anthem this evening, performed by Sarah Hansen.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the rampart we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's grand glare, the bombs bursting in air. Please cruise on this country legends 24/7. Woe's day done.
Also known as Visit Grizz Rapids. They work to promote the attractions, events, recreation, local flavor, and shops in the area, and to connect sports organizations with local resources. Oh no! He may have to be turned into a prison. That's a shame. But go ahead, little folks. It's not easy. Cranberry, the tart-tasting mascot of Boys Central Rapids area, loves visiting his friend Robbie and supporting his favorite hockey team. For more information, stop by downtown on the corner of Jackson and 7th Street North, or contact them at visitwisrapids.com. Thank you, Cranberry Guy. We're welcome. Your tart got fallen in by accident, and you're delicious.
10 win, 2 loss record, 1 overtime loss. Here's 2 shutouts to his credit. Allowed 23 goals, made 360 saves.
All right, fans, are you ready? Rather tepid response. These are the top 2 teams in your building going at it. Let's hear some goals!
We are up to the way of the other things on the squad.
Against Minnesota. Yeah, we have the River Kings on the first power play of the game.
Every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Gonna build it back, but I ain't got a guy for that. Ain't got a Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I wanna make it right. You say I'm not welcome here. I know it ought to be perfectly clear, but I can't help but wonder what it might be. If I had 2 dozen roses and an old bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night, if I had 2 dozen roses, would it change your mind?
Tunes is moving. Now your favorite cowboy, western, and south of the border songs will be 1 hour earlier every Thursday at 6 p.m. That's right. All the same western goodness 1 hour earlier. Miss the show? No problem. Check out the rebroadcast at 5 p.m. on Sundays, right before weekends in the country. It's 2 times the rootin', tootin', ropin' fun. 6 p.m. on Thursdays and 5 p.m. on Sundays, only on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
another stoppage, 2-0 for Minnesota. Not a spot Rapids probably wants to be in. I mean, there's no probably about it. I don't know anyone who wants to be losing 2-0 at any point in the game. But as I said, that's something that I'm sure you grew up with in the youth ranks. 2-0 lead or 2-goal lead, that's the hardest one to protect because you're right on the verge of desperation and complacency depending on which side you're at.
Absolutely, yeah. You always got to have a clear mind and keep your focus even when you're down some.
Well, that was a face-off to the glove side of Bennett. As now it's tied up behind the goal. Officials letting them play on. Sharp angle shot there by Ilian. Big rebound picked up by Ilian again. Drop pass back towards Atkins. He can't get there. Carmody's there. Diamond centering pass. Can't get there as Beauchamp and Lutfelin try to pick it up. Line change for Minnesota. A little slow getting out there, but they've picked up the speed now as Rapids tries to hold his own. Puck, big pop loose. Ilian sends it in. Flies and hits right at the base of the glass as Atkins tries to send it up to Ilian. Ilian, he's battling for it as it's a Koslov and Garcia battling. Garcia pushes him to the far side. Center attempt by the Squatch picked up by Rapids. Puck sent, neutral ice. Diamond giving chase against Wisen as Rapids going up against Bonifay. Big collision on the far boards. No penalty. Lufelin gets knocked down. I believe that was by Koslov. No penalty, letting them play on. Now you're going to see some big hits this weekend in this series. Both teams want that number one spot. Garcia with the puck. Being pushed up in the corner. Picked up there by Atkins. Atkins racing for it. Kicks it further up ahead. Raffert holds his own inside the blue line. Can't quite hold on the puck. Sends it back down around. Schweitzer picks it up. Center attempt. Nobody home. Now there's somebody home. That was Denti. And he sends it wide of the net. Raffert battling for the puck. Big collision in front of the Squatch bench. Atkins picks it up, cross the way to Schweitzer. Schweitzer brings everybody back on side. Dump pass there to Denti. Denti from the circle, shot wide of the goal. That goes back down around the boards. Picked up by Thompson. Up ahead to McLeland. McLeland skates through. He gets pushed wide. Shot wide of the goal. Beauchamp with it. Back pass up to Tudich. Tudich can't quite get it out of the zone. Minnesota sends it back down. As the puck bouncing on the far side. That is finally picked up out of the zone. Bulldog was with it. Now Tudich stops. Beauchamp back up to Tudich, but McLeland holds his own. The Squatch have to get back on sides. They do. Very close as Bulldog sends it up ahead. Bryslin, Bulldog, now back to Bryslin. There's nobody's really getting good control of the puck. Thompson had something to do with that as he was interfering the passing lanes. Tudich. Back pass to Bryslin. Bryslin brings his own. Schweitzer flanking. Schweitzer in the crease. Wraparound attempt by Bryslin. Just turned wide. Shot wide of the goal by Bulldog. As Minnesota, they get possession. Try to clear it out, and they do. Neutral ice with the puck. Beauchamp getting up first. Sends it up to Tudich. Tudich and Bryslin back being sent to Bulldog as Rapids trying to reload. McNeish and Lutfelin as Tudich heads for the bench. McNeish gets harassed at center ice. Puck is loose. Picked up by Ellingson. Ellingson takes far side as he's waiting for his teammates to give him numbers for a scoring opportunity. 5:53 left to go in the first period. Minnesota up 2-0 over the River Kings. Bryslin picks up the puck, gives her chase. As the puck gets sent back down, Bulldog over to Lutfelin. Lutfelin tries to send it up ahead. Puck bounces up into the netting. We get a stoppage of play. 5:40 left to go in the first period as we have a 2-0 lead. The Squatch over the River Kings. River Kings holding a 7-6 shot advantage. Just can't get anything past Anion Bennett to this point. There's still a lot of hockey to go. From my count, 45 minutes or so as we got plenty of hockey to go. Face off to the glove side of Shaw, won by Rapids. Minnesota does get an opportunity with it, sends it in from the point. And that's a big blocker save straight up into the air and off the ceiling as we get another stoppage of play. 5:32 left to go in this first period of action. As we have a whistle there, it's a little bit of encroachment on the faceoff circle. as there's a shot attempt there by Minnesota. Turn back, Bryson in a race for it. Bryson's got numbers. Bryson tried to centering pass, can't get there. The Minnesota defense was there first with a sliding block. Great job by Minnesota on that defense. Raffert sends a puck down deep, goes around the cage. That is Gould back down there with Klein, or Kerr, excuse me, as McNeish harassing him, giving him a lot of trouble as Schneider picks it up hard against the boards from Diamond. Bryson sends it back down but can't get it back into the zone. Schneider brings the puck up. He's flanked by Kerr. Schneider stops, spins it to the slot. Nobody home. Somebody's home. Big rebound. Shaw saw that one as Squatch nearly added another. Bryson, he brings puck up into the zone. Allstrand there. She takes a shot in, turned aside by Bennett. Absfelder fakes left, goes right, stops, spins, short angle shot. Big block it there by Bennett. And there is a penalty coming as we have a Squatch player laying down as he caught an elbow or a high stick in the mouth, it looks like. So we will be having another Minnesota power play coming up. 4:23 left to go in this first period. That's not exactly the start that Rapids wants, as this is the second opportunity for the Squatch on the skater advantage, as we are sitting at 15:37. Well, it didn't work the first time, Aiden. How about this time?
Yeah, the Squatch capitalized on that first power play here, but hopefully we can cover the back door this time.
2-minute penalty. High stick by Emil Obstfelder. 15:37 time of the penalty. Second power play opportunity for the Squatch. They're already 1-for-1 on it as they scored on an interference penalty in the middle part of the period by Francisco Denti. As Ellingson has two goals so far in the game. As Diamond gets a loose puck. It's 1-on-0. He's got opportunity. Shot wide of the goal. Backhand did not go as Bennett was there. The goal is off the line, but we still play on as Bennett pulls it back on. Minnesota gets puck back up in the offensive zone. Picked up by Bolduc, and he sends it back down the length of the ice. 1.5 minutes remaining on the skater advantage. 3:45 left to go in the first period. Very quickly moving first period as both teams are really trying to drive home at a point in this series. As Ellingson pass across the way to Bonifay. Shot turned away by Shaw. Puck is still loose behind the goal. Bolduc tied up back there. Diamond as well. Puck comes loose. Up to by Erickson inside the blue line. Drop down to Bonifay. Back to Erickson. Across the way. Big number 86. Or 85, I should say. That's Schneider. Passing puck around. Ellingson, is it? Back to Schneider. Schneider from the circle. Tried tic-tac-toe it, and he could not. Turned away by Shaw as there's a shot. Turned away, and it stopped as Shaw loses a stick. He grabs it back, and we're still playing. No stoppage of play. A big collision here on the near side as a puck squirts out to center ice. And we have a whistle for offsides, as that was looking to be a dangerous situation for Wisconsin Rapids. Just 28 seconds left on the skater advantage for Minnesota. 2:51 left to go in this first period. This game is living up to everything that it was being billed as for the media for the whole week. As Minnesota, they're here to play, as are the River Kings, and it shows. 2-0 lead, Minnesota up over the Kings. Face off at neutral ice, picked up by Minnesota. That's Kerr, near side. Grab pass across the way. He's looking to get Carmody. Then far side speed there, as that looked to be Thompson. There is another penalty coming, as this is going to be a trip. Coming as a couple Minnesota player kind of getting into it with Shamil Lutflin. As Lutflin, he's going to the box. Another penalty for the River Kings, as that will be 5-on-3 for 13 seconds with 2:36 left to go in this first period. Definitely not the start to the game that the River Kings won, and they're fortunate just to be down 2-0 with the number of penalties that they have taken. And now it's a 5-on-3 for 13 seconds and essentially all but 36 seconds left of the first period. Minnesota will be on the power play. Face off, glove side of Shaw. Faceoff is controlled by Rapids, but they can't clear the zone. Bowden near side, circle, crossways pass, shot from the inside the circle by Bonifay, and I believe that was Bonifay. That was Schneider, actually, as he can't quite get there, as that 5-3 is now expired. Now it's just a regular 5-on-4 power play, as Minnesota just trying to get everything set the way they want. And there's Obstfelder. He pokes the puck up. Oh, loose. And there's a shot opportunity. He tried to center it to Denti. He can't get through the defense. Minnesota picks it back up. 2 minutes left to go in the first period. Minnesota tries crashing the net hard. They can't get there. Poked away by the River Kings. Puck sent out to the blue line. Gets out as Bowden can't hold the zone. Minnesota has to regroup. Up ahead. That's Bonifay spinning around. Bowden, crossways, Ellingson. Big save there by Shaw. And we get a stoppage. 1:02 left on the skater advantage for the Squatch. 1:38 left to go in the first period. 10-10 shots both ways. So pretty even game to this point other than the scoreboard. Minnesota showing that they are definitely one of the top two teams in the standings. This is the River Kings. Face off to the blocker side of Shaw, picked up by Schneider. Ellingson picks up the rebound. Ellingson walks it in, tries to center it. Bounced high into the air, so that pass didn't quite work to the way they wanted it for the Squatch. Bulldog picks up the puck behind the cage. 1:23 left to go in the first period. 43 seconds left to go on the power play. Rapids is able to send the puck the length of the ice as Cooper gives a little bit of pressure. Just a little bit as Rapids sits at a 1-1-2 defense. As Raffert able to clear the zone. So it wastes another few seconds there for the Squatch. Big check! Big check there at the top of the circles. And that's clean. That's clear as one of the Squatch went head over heels. Thankfully, he's all right as we play on. 47 seconds left to go. That was one of the best checks I've seen this season by any team as Minnesota breaks back into the zone. 40 seconds to go. Kerr with it across the way as Erickson, as we are back to 5-on-5 hockey. Check away from the slot as Kerr sends it around the boards. Raffert gets there first for the River Kings. Bulldog sends it up. That's blocked back to Bulldog. Bulldog sends it the other way. Raffert can't quite get a stick on it as we're sitting 18 seconds left to go, first period. Puck is at center ice. Picked up. I believe that is by Carmody. As Rapids trying to get possession of the puck. It is loose with 8.765 seconds left to go, and we're going to probably see the end of the period. 3-2-1, and that is one period in the books, where you have the Minnesota Sasquatch, Squatch, not the Sasquatch, the Squatch, got to get it right, leading 2-0 over the River Kings. That is a very entertaining first period, as more colorful language by both teams, either really happy or not happy about the way things started, as Minnesota got the scoring started, 7:43 in the first period, as Ellingson got his, Jay Ellingson got his first goal, no assist on it, and then about 3 minutes later, less than 3 minutes later, he got his second goal on the power play with an assist from Sinclair. And that's where we're sitting, 2-0 Minnesota lead over the River Kings. Shots on goal, even 10 apiece. Deacon Shaw, 8 saves out of those 10, whereas Bennett is sitting 10 for 10. So what we're going to do is we're going to step out, get a new sheet of ice, play a game or two, and we'll be back here on Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Flow Hockey, and 105.5 WIRI.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Craig Orndorff. Join me for Weekend in the Country every Sunday night at 6, right here on 105.5 WIRI. We'll relive a memorable week in country music from 1980 through 1999, counting down the top 20 hits of the week direct from the Billboard country charts. We'll mix in some trivia and pop culture and take a voyage back in time through some of country's greatest years. Join me Sunday nights at 6 for Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, highs to the mid-20s. Flurries wrap up Sunday, becoming breezy and colder. High early in the day in the upper 20s, then temps falling. And even colder for Monday and Tuesday. Currently, it's 26.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. We'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide. And we all gonna be alright. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl. And came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go.
The day that it comes, may we all know that nothing.
something from the worst times. Get a little stronger from the hurt time. May we all get to have a chance to ride the fast one. Walk away wiser when we crashed one. Keep hoping that the best one is the last one. Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall.
Dancing on the sand, there's a warm breeze blowing by the ocean as you're taking my hand. You need to know where I'm standing now, that I'm right on the edge of giving in to you. Baby, it's a long way down. If I fall, down easy. If I leave my heart with you tonight, will you promise me that you're gonna treat it right? I'm barely hanging on. If I fall, can you let me down? Like an angel lying on a blanket with a halo of hair. And those lips look too good to be true. Once I taste that kiss, I know what'll happen. I'll be at the mercy of you. If I fall, can you let me down? If I leave my heart with you tonight, will you promise me that you're gonna treat it right? I'm barely hanging on. So if I fall, can you let me down easy? If I leave my heart with you tonight, will you promise me, girl, you're gonna treat it right? I'm barely hanging on. So if I fall, can you let me down easy? If I fall, down easy.
And we are back here, about 40 seconds easy left to go in the first intermission as we get ready for the second period here at the Southwood County Recreation Center, where Minnesota Squatch will not be the kindest of guests to the River Kings, as Minnesota holds a 2-0 lead over Rapids. Those goals came right about the middle point of the first period, both by Ellingson, with the first one being unassisted and the second being assisted by Sinclair on the power play. Both teams have 10 shots on goal, with Shaw making 8 and Bennett making all 10. Aiden, what do you do? I mean, obviously, I'm pretty sure that the penalty situation is something that Coach Peckman had something to say about.
Yeah, obviously that's a big deal, part of the first period. But the only thing you really can do from now on is keep peppering the goalie and just try to get one that breaks him.
That first goal was a turnover right on the doorstep of the crease that Shaw, he made the first save, but he couldn't get to the second one. And then the second one was a short, sharp, angled shot. I still don't know how it got through his pads, but it did. And that's why we're sitting at a 2-0 advantage for the Squatch, as opening faceoff was won by Minnesota and then consequently went out of play. And we get to redo it, as this time at neutral ice, controlled by Rapids. Rapids, they're going from my right to the left this period. And Minnesota going the other way from my left to the right. Minnesota wearing their darker jerseys. Dark kind of looks like an avalanche. And shot to goal! There's a hole in your goalie, Minnesota. And Rapids gets back to a one-goal deficit. Just 22 seconds into the frame, as there is a turnover on the far side. Puck was down low. Tudich gets it, centers it to big number 12. Big number 12 being Caden Schweitzer to send into the back of the goal, and we've got a new hockey game. 2-1 Minnesota. Big faceoff won by Minnesota. 14th goal of the season is Caden Schweitzer. Owen Tudich on the assist. And Beauchamp. And Minnesota gets it right back as there's a turnover. And up the near side, crossover, and they got Shaw to commit, and they beat him short side. And now it's another 2-goal lead for Minnesota.
Yeah, you can't be getting too comfortable after a goal like that. It may be all nice, but you still got to play the defense part.
Just about 30 seconds after Rapids got theirs, Bonifay, the young man that I said, you got to watch where he's at. He gets an assist, and he sends it across ice. And I believe that goal was to Schneider. And that's how we've got a 3-1 game, Minnesota now. We'll wait for the official. Excuse me, that was actually by Sergei Kolosov. Kolosov from Bonifay, time of the goal, 50 seconds. So we're back at a 2-goal advantage, 3-1, Minnesota over Wisconsin Rapids. Still just under 19 minutes to go in the second period. Lots of hockey to be played as Rapids sends a puck loose right in the crease. They can't bury it as Ilyin sends a puck around the goal. Kolosov gets there first. As Minnesota trying to break it out of the zone, as Diamond giving a little bit of pressure. They get up center ice. As Minnesota trying to get the puck through, just a little bit of wetness still on the ice from the resurfacing. That helped out Rapids just there as the pass goes to Ilyin. And Diamond's in there as well as the puck goes back into the Minnesota defensive zone. Just to give an idea, again, how good this Minnesota team is. We just talked about the All-Star game that the teams all have an opportunity to have individuals play in. Well, Minnesota, they've got 3. The Bonifay that I was just talking about as a forward, Jacob Bowden as a defenseman, and Anyan Bennett, the goaltender we've got facing Rapids tonight. He's going as well as Wisconsin Rapids. They're 1. Caden Schweitzer. So a lot very well represented here as that All-Star game between the River Kings and the Squatch as Rapids picks up the puck. Blue line, center attempt. That was wide of the mark as Obstfelder tried to hit Atkins. Rapids, line change, picking it up. Getting behind Rapids is Thompson. He loses his gate. It loses his edge. Puck goes wide. Rapids withstands that opportunity. Big check right in front of the Minnesota bench as Obstfelder getting pushed off the puck. Anderson tries to hit Allstrand. Kerr picks it up, blue line. Bounces up off the glass, sends it in the Rapid zone. Garcia sends it up. Anderson up to Allstrand. Allstrand carries it in the zone. He's got 3 defense defensive leaves around him. Big slap shot from the top of the circle by Anderson. Wide of the mark. Can't pass Bennett. Puck slides through the slot. Picked up by Allstrand. Chips up behind. Carmody gets there first as Rapids gets a little bit of change going. Anderson and McNeish harassed the puck carrier there, which I believe was Bowden. And the puck sent back behind the Rapids goal. Anderson picks it up far side. Chips it up center ice. That is now picked up by the Squatch. Picked up by Tomarskis. O'Connor now with it. Bumped up to Tomarskis. Beauchamp battling down in there. Puck squirts loose into the Rapid zone. Bulldog tries to clear it. That is kept in the zone. Shot. A little fluttering shot there taken. I believe that was by O'Connor. And it's picked up now by Rapids. Bryslin on the far side. He's got some flanking players there. Puck is dropped loose. Pick it up. Mike McNeish. He gets checked right behind the goal. Bryslin with it. Thought about hitting Beauchamp. Brister from the blue line. And that is gloved there by Bennett. So we got a stoppage. 15-51 left to go in the second period of play. Minnesota leads 3-1 over the River Kings. Still a lot of hockey to be played. Still 2-goal lead, which we've talked about. That's the toughest one to keep. And we already saw that where Rapids got one back. They just need to keep chiseling away at it. Shots are even, 12 apiece. Just a matter of Rapids having to get a couple more through Bennett, which has been tough for most teams to do this season. Puck is sent length of the ice. No whistle for icing. Last touch by the River Kings as Lutfullin battling down in the corner. Ellingson tries to get a doorstep shot. He sends it through the crease. Schneider had an opportunity. Big rebound there by Shaw. Held the zone. The Squatch. Up at the slot. Rapids trying to get things loose as it's a 2-2. Bryslin and McNeish. Bryslin picks it up. Tries toe drag. He gets it. And he gets pushed off the puck right when he's going to fire. No penalty being called. Clean play as Minnesota tries to chip it up to neutral ice, which they do. Raffert gets there first. Helped out by Cooper, and that is going to be whistled for an icing. Again, as I said, there's three of these Squatch players going to the All-Star game, along with one of them from Rapids. Again, Caden Schweitzer, he's an All-Star. Done for the Squatch. Bonifay, Bowden, and Bennett all going along, as I believe the Minnesota coach, he's also going to be one of the coaches on that Midwest, North, and Great Lakes team. They combined the three divisions. So that should be pretty cool to see. If anyone gets a chance to see it, go over there or watch it on Flow Hockey or however they go to do it. It's good to see this division being represented so well on the national level. There was a face-off to the locker side of Shaw, and that's won by Rapids. Puck sent out neutral ice, now picked up by the Squatch.